Now it's time for some letters to the evening news. A variety as always, and we'll start off with two about the health service. Susan Ahmed writes, I have for several years been vocal about the fact that the NHS is, as it stands, not fit for purpose. I have some insight as my husband, prior to his death, was an A&E consultant in a busy Norfolk hospital, while my son is a GP in the north of England. During the height of this pandemic, everyone working in the NHS, from frontline staff to backroom employees, went above and beyond their work remit, not because they had to, but because they wanted to. Members of the general public went out of their way to fundraise, millions in all, for this institution. The government needs to increase funding to the NHS. Where will this money come from? I honestly believe in this country, everyone will be willing to give £1 a month. That equals £12 per person per annum. This money could be taken from source and go directly to the NHS. With an ever-growing population and massive advancements in medical research, diagnoses and treatments, is the NHS monetarily equipped to continue in this way? This action would be a lasting way for the country to give back and say thank you, so that once again we can be supported from the cradle to the grave.
John Murray of Norwich has a complaint. He says, I've just been asked to attend the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for a routine procedure. 3 days beforehand, I'm supposed to have a COVID test at the hospital's drive-through test centre. Hospital administrators, please note, some people do not have cars. Why on earth could they not provide a walk-through centre convenient for bus passengers and others? Very often, people without cars are not well off, but for access to the required testing prior to medical treatment, they're obliged to pay out for taxis to get to the Norfolk and Norwich's ridiculously far-flung hospital over 4 miles from Norwich's city centre. Buses apparently do not run close enough for access to the centre. There are too many decisions about what ordinary people can or can't do, which are made by people in positions of authority who seem devoid of imagination, common sense and empathy.
Another two letters with a common theme, the England football team and the final of the Euros. Valerie Fairhead of Long Stratton tries to put the reaction to the loss of the match in perspective. She writes, I watched the BBC News at lunchtime on the 12th of July and was amazed that so many people can only use the word devastated in regard to the Euro football final. Please, everybody, put it in perspective. Devastation is when there is an earthquake and thousands of lives are lost. Equally, this pandemic of COVID has again taken so many thousands of lives. That is real devastation. Yes, we are all sad that the England team lost, but they are all fit and healthy young men who will fight for the national team again. Perhaps we should celebrate the fact that they have achieved so much and wish them well for the next challenge ahead. And then Patricia Blythe, one of Chatterbox's faithful volunteers for years, has a brief but pointed comment as she says, No, not in losing the game, our team gave it all they had, but lost to the better team on the night. No, the shame comes from the so-called fans who took to social media with despicable racial abuse after the game. Come on, our team deserves better than this.
Finally, a complaint again, this time from Michael Woodhouse of Norwich, who tells a tale about the cost to the local council of grass cutting. In the close where we live, there's a small area of grass, 12 and a half square metres, and a tree. The cutting of the grass is the responsibility of the council, now the county rather than the city. Recently, and not for the first time, the cutting was missed. I went through the channels and it has now been cut. However, when I spoke to the contractors who apologised for missing it, they advised that they weren't local but from Peterborough and were here responding to my request. A day trip from Peterborough to Norwich to cut a small section of grass, I hate to think of the cost. A neighbour commented that he'd have done it for a tenner. I'd tried in the past to cut the grass myself but was warned off by the council. As well as cutting the grass, which was simply left in a heap by said contractors, they managed to damage the tree. Here we are with councils stating there's no money, and at the same time we've waste and carelessness as illustrated by this little example. Perhaps with a bit more care and organisation, funds could be found that would be more than sufficient, amongst other things, to reopen the tourist office?